With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services just awarded $50,000 to the City of Merrill Fire Department. The funding comes from premiums collected by insurance agencies. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed reports.
Prevention is a key part of the City of Merrill Fire Department's safety plans. The Merrill Fire Department just received $50,000 from Wisconsin's 2% fire dues program. Thanks to that funding, they can afford a dedicated fire inspector on staff. Fire Chief Josh Klug says it's made a big difference for the community.
Joe Bozinski, the fire inspector that was our first ever part-time hire for the position, has done a fantastic job, conducting over 1,000 inspections annually.
Klug says their inspector makes sure local businesses are getting the help they need to be fire compliant.
Well, we're very fortunate to have a career department that can respond 24/7, 365. We recognize that fire prevention is a very important part of that piece and for our community. If we can make the investment on the front end by preventing the fire in the first place, it makes the community safer. It allows that business to stay open, safer not only for the members, but also for the firefighters working as well.
The 2% Fire Dues program has distributed over $32 million to fire departments around Wisconsin. The program requires insurers to pay 2% of the premiums they collect against loss from fires. Then the state redistributes those funds. The department's latest report showed that the position reduced the number of fire safety compliance violations by 54%. This is Joe Bozinski, Merrill Fire Inspector.
So what that means to me is hopefully I'm doing my job well enough that these violations are getting fixed and they're staying fixed, which has been really good.
Besides paying for Pazinski's salary, funds from the Fire Dues program also go towards purchasing fire prevention equipment. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed in Merrill.
A statewide economic development corporation for Native entrepreneurs is giving out 32 grants at $5,000 each for business owners. The Wisconsin Indigenous Economic Development Corporation is in the process of selecting those recipients. As part of the program, they surveyed Wisconsin-based Indigenous entrepreneurs about the contributions of Native-owned businesses. While they haven't completed their full analysis yet, they say that entrepreneurs report that a lot of their problems have to do with access to capital. These grants will go toward helping business owners keep their doors open while they can work on bigger solutions. The corporation is a coalition of nonprofit organizations whose stated mission is building the financial sovereignty of Native individuals, families, and businesses to expand community development. The funding for the program comes from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The call for applicants received over 100 applications from startups to existing businesses. As for when the winners will be named, program organizers say they'll be in communication with those business owners. Emerald ash borer beetles are plaguing trees in the North Woods. The invasive pest is forcing officials to cut down ash trees in order to save others. According to the Department of Natural Resources, emerald ash borers have been detected in every Wisconsin county. The beetles kill the ash trees by eating the material just under the bark. If you have an ash tree in your area that's been affected, there's a good chance the pests have already started working on other ash trees nearby. The City of Tomahawk was awarded a $25,000 urban forestry grant. The grant has a dollar-for-dollar match from the DNR. Nick Rosenmeyer, street lead person of the City of Tomahawk, says the money will help address the issue. The city has already had to cut down 44 trees with plans to take down more.
Usually by the time you actually have an actual confirmed case of it, it's been here for a while. I've had this discussion with several professionals, and so it's a good chance it's been here for probably 5 years, if not more.
The city also plans to replant trees for the ones they cut down, but said the new trees would not be ash trees. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. ATV and UTV crashes have killed 27 people so far this year in Wisconsin. That includes two deaths in separate crashes in the North Woods just last weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges ATV-UTV operators to ride safely. That means wearing a helmet and seatbelt, staying sober, and following posted regulatory signs on roadways. Over half of fatal crashes this year have occurred on roads. That includes some roads which were closed to ATV-UTV traffic. More DNR conservation wardens and local law enforcement will be on trails and routes statewide today through Sunday for an additional Think Smart Before You Start campaign The campaign is designed to increase safety. Wisconsin has strict rules about consumer access to raw milk, but in this dairy-heavy state, there are some exceptions. There's new national polling on this controversial topic. Mike Moen reports.
Supporters of raw milk say it is a much better flavor than pasteurized milk. Public health officials say the untreated product has been linked to illness outbreaks over the years. A public opinion survey led by the University of Pennsylvania Sean Patterson shows differing views when factoring in geographical settings about whether it's okay to consume raw milk.
We did find that people living in rural areas thought that raw milk was safer overall than people living in the suburbs or in urban environments.
Only a third of rural respondents thought raw milk was less safe to drink versus about half of urban respondents. Patterson says the divided opinion could stem from rural folks being closer to the source or raising animals themselves. I'm Mike Moen.
Two brothers from Nigeria have been sentenced to 17 and a half years in federal prison after pleading guilty to sexually extorting teenage boys and young men across the U.S., including a 17-year-old from Upper Michigan who took his own life. A federal judge sentenced 24-year-old Samuel Ogoshi and 21-year-old Samson Ogoshi on Thursday after hearing emotional testimony from the parents and stepmother of Jordan DeMay. DeMay was 17 when he killed himself at his family's home in Marquette, Michigan. The Ogoshis were accused of running an international sextortion ring from Nigeria in which they posed as a woman and extorted their victims after convincing them to send naked pictures. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.